evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 15th of November, and this is day 15 of NAPOD POMO. We're halfway through, I've just realised. It's day 15, 30 days in November, halfway through. I'm currently driving home from work. The time is almost 5 o'clock in the evening, on Tuesday evening. And it's kind of occurred to me that I have a kind of a passive hobby. Now, as I drive home, because it's damn near pitch black, you can see pretty much anything. And I've seen something this evening which has kind of prompted me to talk about something right now. And when I went out with the kids on, I think it was Sunday, we went out shopping on Sunday and we drove back through a wind farm. There's a wind farm not far from us. It's only got four wind turbines on it, but it's quite interesting looking all the same. And my passive hobby is I absolutely love tall structures. Usually man-made tall structures. So things like wind farms, transmitter towers, and the like. I find them utterly, utterly intriguing. And I can't explain it. A case in point is we live probably about 25 miles as the crow flies from the Emily Moore transmitter, which is a concrete transmitter tower that feeds television and digital signals to a fair proportion of Yorkshire and I imagine possibly parts of Lancashire, either directly or through relays. And the tower itself has an amazing history, how it was built, its predecessor, how its predecessor basically fell down in bad weather. There's a lot of archive around that particular transmitter tower on Emily Moor. And there's actually quite a few people, quite a large following of people who go around photographing transmitter towers in this country. I would imagine in other countries as well. And I don't honestly know what the fascination is for me, but I just find them incredibly, incredibly fascinating. I don't know whether you caught up in the news a few weeks ago, there was a story about how a Facebook video had managed to basically fool millions of people as it apparently depicted something that it wasn't. What it actually was an engineer climbing up the top of the I think the WXYZ TV transmitter tower in America to perform some basic maintenance. I think it might have even been an annual inspection. The video itself, I think, was 19 minutes long, and it basically showed you from a head cam the point of view from the engineer as he climbed up this tower with nothing but carabiners to hold him in place. And I can't remember the physical details of the tower, but it was a huge tower, and the point he was climbing up it, he was actually above the cloud line, so you could tell how high he was. And whenever he looked down and his head cam pointed downwards, I'm like, oh, because I don't like heights. I am terrified of heights. So why transmitter towers and other tall structures like, the Eiffel Tower and the wind turbines, why they fascinate me so much, I don't know, because I cannot stand heights. But there is a number of resources on the internet. One specifically, I think, is something like, I think it's called, it's tx21.co.uk, I think is the site. And it's basically an archive of all the transmitters that exist within the UK, along with photo galleries and a history of where they came from, and technical information about how much power they throw out and all the rest of it. And yeah, stuff like that is really quite interesting. Yes, I'm a bit of an anorak when it comes to stuff like that. But I'm afraid that's kind of who I am. So I'm afraid really that's all I've got to talk about. I've only been waffling for about 5 minutes. But I've got nothing else. I don't really want to pad this out with unnecessary waffle, so I shall end it here. So thank you very much indeed for listening. If you want to ask me any questions, please do. I've run out of questions. And I don't want to have to just waffle inanely at you through lack of inquisitiveness. I have a couple of things I want to talk about during the course of the next month, the next few weeks. But to be honest, I'd rather the questions came from you, if I'm honest. Drop me an email, napodpomo@thelovebug.org. And of course, you can follow the full progress of this year's Napod Pomo project over at thelovebug.org/pod. Theme music is by Jeff Oster, featuring Nile Rodgers. The track is called Next. If you want to find out more about Jeff Oster, his website is at jeffoster.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow.